tried once in a while, but how long will it take for you smile? This is that come back to life shit. My niggas pick me up and we gon' light the city up as if the sun had the night shit. And paint the town red for my nigga found dead too soon. Yeah, to the left of that decimal, I need 7 figures to play the joint. Turn up your decibels, P-Pie decimator joint. Check out my projects like them workers that section 8 appoints. And you'll see how I flip like exclamation points. My niggas shoot first as if they never played the point. More two guards, enough straps to fill for a U-Haul. More depth than World War II calls around these parts. We put a brown just to drown these thoughts of black corpses in county malls.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? This is Sneakers Ruin My Life. This is episode 20 of... Anyway. This your boy Sean P.
This your boy Duffy.
Yes, sir. And we got another special guest. And
yes, sir.
You hear me, bro?
Yeah.
You good? All right, cool. Set him on. All right, so we got... Oh, I'm sorry. Damn, I'm a big-ass nigga. Let's go. Anyway, we got another special guest. A very important guest in the community.
I appreciate it, man.
Big influence in the YouTube community or whatnot. Definitely a big sneakerhead. Of course, I watch him. Funny guy, comedian. And further ado, Mr. Sniper Jones himself.
Yo, Mr. Vibes. I get the applause in the back. It's official. That J. Cole didn't put me in the mode, though. He was snapping on that one, right?
Yes, sir. He was snapping. Appreciate you. I heard one record, but it definitely wasn't that one.
You be on it, too.
Yeah,
I was surprised that you didn't hear it.
I'm definitely. I guess it's this podcast life that, like, messed me up. But anyway, for the world that doesn't know, they've been sleeping on the rock. Please let them know what's going on, bro.
Man, I'm Sniper Jones, YouTuber, whatever you want to call it. I don't take it offensive. We talked about it earlier. But everything from sneakers, clothing. Now I got a second channel where I hoop. A lot of people know I hoop. And that's pretty much it, man. Out of Cleveland.
You can hoop, too.
Yeah, I got a few buckets left in me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm originally from Cleveland, moved to Atlanta. And I just been doing YouTube ever since, like, basketball kind of took a back seat. And it really changed my life, to be completely honest.
Okay, so take us before the YouTube. Like, what was Mr. Jones doing himself?
Man, I was just hooping. I'm from the east side of Cleveland, so it's rough around there.
Okay.
But I was never...
Cleveland! This is for you!
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm from the east side of Cleveland. It's rough around there, but I never really did nothing I wasn't supposed to, even though the homies was, and my brothers was, and my cousins was. I just hooped. I was goofy. I was always me. I was always entertaining. And that was it. I was just, everywhere I go, I got a basketball with me. That's what it was.
So we gonna get a one-on-one?
We can do the 1v1s, man. We can get...
Oh, no, not with me. Oh, you gonna do it with him.
Sean a big dude. Hey, Sean a big dude, man. I gotta call a double team. You know what I'm saying? I gotta get some help. You put me in that post. Ain't too much I can do.
No,
he think he still got it, so I'm bound to see.
Listen, you can't teach. What you about? Like 6'3"?
6'4". Come on, now.
6'4". I'm gonna
give
my
man's, my boy.
You can't teach 6'4", man. I'm 5'10" and some Tim, so you gotta...
He's nice, though. I've been checking him out. You know, I don't give credit to everybody, so you know, I've been checking him out to see what's going on. He got a little... But he a lefty, though.
Yeah.
I like lefties.
Yeah, I grew up watching a lot of Isaiah Thomas, you know. Okay. A lot of Aaron Brooks. I always liked the smaller guards. I never really liked the big guys too much.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah.
So,
repping for the smaller guys.
Huh?
Repping for the smaller guys. You know, average height guys.
Yeah, the Nate Robinsons of the world.
I'd never seen that before.
I know. He was like 10 when he was 5'5".
I actually wearing a 13 at 10, nothing.
That's crazy. Now y'all see why we got a double team, Sean.
Yeah.
That's exactly why.
Yeah. But the crazy thing about it is I used to wear Old Navy. No shade to anybody wear Old Navy, but...
That was a lot.
But, like, I was still growing. I was in the high waters or whatnot.
Yeah.
This shit was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, give me your definition of a sneakerhead, bro.
A sneakerhead to me is just somebody...
No.
I'm going to give you the real. Sneakerhead to me is just somebody who know the culture and know the history of the sneakers. It ain't got nothing to do with how much you got. I get that question all the time from kids who can't afford it. I couldn't afford sneakers, but... Yeah. I was one of them dudes in high school who couldn't afford no sneakers, but I knew exactly what you had on your feet, exactly when they came out, the history behind it, before I can even afford it. So you don't have to have a million sneakers to be a sneaker.
Did you camp?
Did I camp? Yeah. I didn't camp as much as... So when I hooped, that was it for me. Like, getting sneakers was like...
In the back.
In the back. You know what I'm saying? But...
I get it.
It kind of go... Two than two. If you're on a squad, you in the warm ups, you go to school, you gotta have something nice on your feet. And that's kinda how it started. I started collecting foams, honestly. So I used to trade Jordans for phones, bro. I didn't care.
It's not a bad thing.
Yeah. No, not at all.
Especially, this is like 2010, 2011, when phones was huge.
Yeah.
When Wale had them looking all crazy. Yeah. It's not like now.
You know I never owned a pair of phone pods in my life.
I mean, you say that now, it's cool because they're not hot now. But if you would have said that like back then, that would have been a problem.
I was still wearing phones.
This is my reason. They look humongous.
They do.
On a 14.
They do, yeah.
Yeah,
do.
So.
But he sits 4. So it's going to look normal.
It doesn't balance, bro. Like, no.
Bro, if you're wearing a polo boot or a Timberland, it'll balance. Bro.
I'm like 5'10 and I wear 12. So if I can pull it off, I know you can pull it off.
That's confident.
Yeah, but I tried to get the pink ones.
It wasn't working
for me. Oh, they were dope.
I mean, Rondo wore those in the game. When Rondo wore those in the game, I was like, oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, I got hella phones. I like phones.
Trust me, I wanted them, but I was like.
So what's your kick of the day, man? What you rock today?
Well, right now I got on the socks. Man, Sean made me take my shoes off at the door, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I took an hour to pick out my shoes just to find out. As soon as I walk in the door, they got to come off.
We don't want none of that COVID over it.
Nah. I run the 700 V3s, the black joints out.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's money right there.
Yeah,
I can't afford those.
Nah, it ain't that. It's more like when you buy shoes.
Retail or
retail? Oh, retail.
Okay. Yeah. That's what's up.
When you buy shoes like we buy shoes, it's hard to wear them all. So
that is true.
I just wanted to get some wears out of them. That was it.
For sure. Actually, I might have to get them, bro. Because when he came in, they were like glowing and shit. So.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
I was like, that's dope. Right.
Yeah. When Caleb had them, I was like,
I'm getting those guys.
They're hard.
Babe, and they're comfortable.
Babe, I need a pair.
I ain't gonna lie. I haven't really
bought
any Yeezys lately, but
yeah.
That it seemed pretty cool.
Kanye ain't been tripping lately, so you cool. You ain't got.
Nah, he been tripping hard.
Yeah, he been tripping.
Yo, who man's is this?
Too hard. Mine. He ain't my man.
Yeah, he
but tripping. The thing is, like, I mean, he's going through something like we all do. So,
I'm going through something. I ain't acting like him.
I'm going through something right
if
now.
If I'm acting like him, I'm sorry.
Behind closed doors, you probably do. Like, you might do something out of the ordinary. Yeah, like, I've never seen you get mad in my life, and I've been on you for it. Years.
That's a good crazy. Thing.
Yeah, so.
Got to keep that Hulk under control.
So even though you never seen him mad, what is the first time you see him mad? He say something about Harry Tubman. That's like, you know what I'm saying? So.
Okay, so actually we talked about this. So, and I'm not crazy. I'm okay.
Yeah.
So he was, Kanye West was actually speaking the truth, but how he said it.
Right.
And he didn't have to say it. That was the thing. It was like.
It was out of context.
Bro, like.
Very.
It's like, why?
And I'm with Sean, though. I mean, you know what? Plead the fifth.
They don't want. I say it because I know he's very important, so he can't say that. So I'm going to say it. So he was right, you know. But the thing is, Harriet was giving them the alley-oop to just get bread. That's all. So she said, you know, you can work for them, but they're going to put money in your pocket. That's what. So, yeah. But he didn't have to say that at all. That's true. Right? No, nigga. Oh, you gonna have to, okay? I see how it is.
I
hope you know what. I hope I hit that 9. Please wish it hit me. I'm gonna sell the hell out of that shoe.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
You're not gonna know.
Yo, bro,
chill out.
Come on,
chill out. So
he not gonna do it. I hope he don't do it. Please don't do it.
So, YouTube.
Yeah.
What made you say, you know what? I wanna do this. I wanna venture off to the YouTube world.
It's weird. Everything go back to basketball. So I was at a school called Georgia Highlands in the middle of nowhere. And what was that school? Like? It was like by Cleveland, Georgia. The irony of that.
Okay.
What's funny is I never heard of it.
Okay. Me either.
So
me
I'm listening.
Either. So it was literally in the middle of nowhere.
Boonies. Okay.
And when I transferred schools from my school back home in Cleveland, I had like no footage. And I transferred in the middle of the school year before the season. So it was real hard for me to find a school to take a chance with me because I had no footage. I tell them, like, yo, I'm nice, but they like, yo, where the proof at? Where the footage at? Let me see some game film, and I had none. So the first school that gave me a shot was a school called Georgia Highlands. And summer league game, we hooping. I'm going crazy, bro. And that summer league tournament, the school was a JUCO, by the way. The summer league tournament, they had all the film, and they was going to give it to us at the end of the tournament. And the coach like, hey, look, you know, we want you here. We want you to shine. Me thinking I'm smart. I'm like, you know what? I ain't shining here, bro. It's a JUCO. I'm going to take this footage of me dropping 30. And I'm going to send this to other schools and probably go like D2, D1. I wound up breaking my foot like the same day. The same day. I come down, try to grab a rebound, come down on my foot. I hear it crack. Not knowing it was broken, I was still playing. It hurt it, but yeah. I didn't know it broke.
Right.
And I was still playing.
That shit sounds painful.
Fast forward like
you
a
got
few
a
days.
Pain drop.
Yeah, for real. And I ice it. Ouch. You know what I'm saying? I try to do what your uncle tell you, toughen up, right? I ice it. And it's just not the same a few days later. So I go to the hospital and they told me it was broken. And the crazy part is I'm expecting like an ace bandage or something. He like, yo, your foot broken, you need surgery, and you can't walk for a year. Bro, I was in a cast for 9 months. And I had to do physical therapy for 3. So before I had nothing on my foot, not a boot or cast, I couldn't walk for a year.
That's the shit I told you about me. That year, nah.
That nope. was like the toughest time of my life.
His was accident. You need to break your foot.
I'm not trying to be messed up for a year. It's a whole year.
That's a whole year, bro.
Well, look at him now, bro. Better than ever.
Yeah, and that's what I say. I say everything
happened
for a reason.
Well, I'm not a hooper, so
though.
I'm good. I just got to walk around.
I think everything happened for a reason. That was the only way I was going to stop hooping if something like that happened. But to your question, I found myself watching more YouTube than ever because I had nothing to do. I'd just be in my room with my foot up, iced, and I'd be watching all this YouTube. Like, I can do that. You know what I'm saying? Not really knowing how hard it was and the work to go into it, but I was like, I can do that. So I told myself when I got back on my feet, I was going to give it a shot. And literally, I got back on my feet. I gave it a shot. It started off slow. I just kept pushing and giving everything into it, and it kind of blossomed a little bit.
So how long do you think it took you, like, from, like, a start day, like a 3-month blossom, a 6-month?
For the channel
like
to actually
how consistently
get traction?
That you was like, okay, this is it.
It took a while. It took a long time. Like, a lot of people don't know how hard it is. I used to read these YouTube facts like, bro, 1 million videos get uploaded like every 5 minutes. So for people to find you, it's almost impossible. And I never touched a camera in my life. I never edited a video in my life, like ever. So everything was new to me. Yeah. To give people a definition of how bad I wanted to do it, I would drive 30 minutes or an hour both ways for somebody to record and edit my videos like three times a week. I didn't even have a camera. I didn't have a laptop. You know what I'm saying? I just
sounds
wanted
like
it that bad. I
yeah,
just wanted
like
it that
dedicated.
And
yeah.
the school didn't give me a scholarship, so I understood. I'm like, yo, bro, like let's be logical here. Like, I'm young, I'm black, you know, we're gonna keep it a buck. I'm not probably gonna find a job working for somebody where I'm gonna live a lifestyle that I want to live. I'll probably be able to pay bills and chill. But is that really what I want to do? Like, right. I want to be, like, financially free. I want to be my own boss. I'm not going to be able to do that with no college education unless I just do something in a way where you become an entrepreneur. And I was like, what can you do? I've always been goofy and funny. I just needed a platform to be able to use that.
Right.
I'm like, YouTube is free. You know what I'm saying? Why not try it? And that's pretty much how it went. So, yeah, it was tough. It took me, like, a year and a half just to get, like, 5,000 subs.
So, off top, support, was the fam like rocking with you from the beginning, or was you like, mom, I'm telling you, it's going to work, like, you need to do something else.
This is what I tell people that a lot of people don't understand, so I'm going to say it like this, and maybe more people will be able to understand it. Say if, like, Duffy, right, you wanted to be a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And
he did, actually.
That's cool, and it's a great scenario then, because you'll be able to understand
Liars.
This. So, like, say Duffy wanted to be a rapper, and you had a homie. And say if that homie didn't know no rappers, he'll probably look at you and say, you probably not going to make it. Because his reality is not like he know people who do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have support, but it wasn't because of people was hating. It just wasn't realistic for people to be able to see me do it because they don't see nobody do it. For example,
gotcha.
Where you from?
I'm from Atlanta.
Okay, what part exactly?
44 Boulevard.
Bet. So if you walking around 44 telling your homies like, hey, I'm gonna get a mansion, they looking at you like you crazy, because how many people do they know in a mansion?
Facts.
Right? Now say if you was living in Beverly Hills and you told your neighbor you're gonna get a mansion, of course you are. Look around. You all in one. It's just like the mind state was a little bit different.
It's stuck in the box.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what's up. Yeah, we actually gonna be starting our channel pretty soon. We should have been already started, but we actually didn't know. We didn't really know much or whatever, so I'm glad that you're here to, you know, give us advice or whatnot.
Because that's how you feeling, how you started, it's how we feel about our podcast. Yeah. Like, even my homies from Boulevard still like, damn, my nigga, you got a podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this shit crazy. I'm like, you know, this shit really is crazy.
It is.
I was talking to Jeremy, stepdad today. He was like, what's a podcast? And Mo was like, they do the, like, it's like a radio thing. He was like, that's good. That's good. And I was like, yeah, it is. It's crazy. They was like, I can see you doing that. I was like, Yeah, we like 20 episodes in. Yeah. So I can see myself doing it too.
Yeah, we pretty much you know, chilling. We talk about it every single day or every other day. Like, what can we do for Atlanta? Of course, we're talking about kicks and stuff and everything else. And we was like, bro, why don't we just start a podcast? You know, somebody could be, you know, feel the same way as we do.
Sean said that.
Yeah.
And I agree.
And then also, like I telling you earlier, like, we also want to put everybody else, you know, on a platform, you know, represent you, represent us, you know. Just, you know, a good little vibe or whatever. So, I mean.
You'd be surprised how many people y'all relate to. The world is a big place.
Yeah.
And, definitely. Like, we don't really register that. I know I don't. I remember when I first started, like, rising, I would see numbers, right? I would see, like, damn, 300,000 views, 400,000.
That's dope.
That's crazy.
But you only see numbers until those numbers become people. Now you go to the mall and they're like, hey, bro, you know me. I went to Canada. Canada. I've never been to the west side of Cleveland. I'm in Canada. Hey,
what? Like, we was just talking about that. That line is one.
So the first time.
I don't want to be famous. Did you cry?
Huh?
Did you cry? Like the first time? Like somebody?
Nah, I ain't cry. I'm
definitely going to cry.
Bro, you know where he from?
Cleveland!
It ain't a macho really thing, but I ain't cry. I was thankful, though.
I mean, I appreciate it, definitely. But when somebody said, hey, I appreciate the podcast, like coming to me, like recognize me, I might cry.
It does mean a lot, though. I think we can express it like a lot of different ways. Yeah, I just be really thankful. I'd be like, yo, that's.
Cause like he said, I felt strong when. Even people I went to school with, they was like, hey, bro, when you said this on the podcast, I was like,
it's crazy.
Oh, damn, nigga, that was like 43 minutes in. So you really listened.
You listened to the
to that point.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah, when they said, oh, that shit was funny when y'all talking about, I was like, oh, you listened.
I was like, this. Oh.
But when y'all sit back and y'all look at the numbers, y'all just be like, oh, the podcast is right. But then when you run into somebody who saw it and they talk to you about it, like, yo, you really, it hits you different when you see the people. That's all.
Yeah, we had, I had a guy, shout out to what? What's his name? Mizzy? What's his name?
Which one? Oh, Mizzy. Yeah.
Mizzy. I'm sorry, Mizzy. Yeah, he hit me up out of nowhere. And if you don't know, he's 21 Savage manager or whatnot. And he DM'd us and was like, I'm a big fan of the podcast.
That's crazy.
Yeah, shout out, Mizzy. I've known Mizzy a while, too. Yeah. So that's what's funny. He was like, who's that? I was like, oh, this is Mizzy. Yeah. I known him before the 21 Savage days. So back when he was just club promoting at the Underground.
Quick story on how you never know who's listening, right? So. I was lucky enough to get invited to the Jordan Party All-Star Weekend, right? So I go. It's me, my boy Flight. I don't know if you know Flight Academy Kicks. He's like a brother of mine. My boy
Skinny AJ. Guy. They be yelling.
My boy AJ. And we go inside the Jordan Party, and like all the athletes is there and stuff like that. And I told y'all, like, I'm a big Nate Robinson fan, right? So I see Nate, and I dab him up. I'm like, yo, Nate, how you doing, bro? I'm Sniper Jones. They're like, shoe dude. I'm like, you Nate Robinson. You know
hey,
me,
that would have been stoked this one.
Bro, like, we took a pic. I got his personal number and everything. I was like, yo, bro, Nate, like, you know me, bro. I was stuck for like 3 minutes. It felt like the room was spinning. And it ain't like, look, for my people who like basketball, I know it's not LeBron or Kobe, but still, that's a legit buck. Nate, bro. History, that's bro. Your buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was a Celtic, too. You know, I'm a Boston fan. Okay. So.
No, you're not, bro. So,
you're such a hater. Don't nobody care about the fucking Lakers.
So to see that, it's like, bro, you never know who looking. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, that was crazy. I never forget that. Ever.
Speaking of Nate Robinson, that's a real who you got in this fight? And don't be biased.
Bro, Nate gonna knock this dude out. Nate is the actual, like, he's
I didn't know he was on. I didn't think that was, like, real. Like,
me either.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So. Oh, the undercard?
I thought that was just like a joke, something like that.
But, like, Nate is one. I mean, look, bro, even if you look at his football highlight, he's just an all-around athlete.
Yeah.
Like, the dude trained for the Seahawks after, like, the dude is, like, it's insane. Yeah. It's insane.
So, who else you're a big fan of in the NBA?
In the NBA? Right now. Oh, man.
It don't matter if they're playing.
Chris Paul, my favorite player ever.
Okay.
Ever. I grew up loving CP.
So you're OKC fan now?
I wouldn't say I'm an OKC fan. I'm a Chris Paul fan. I tell people that all the time. Just like people be like, oh, I'm a LeBron fan. I'm wherever he goes. Like, LeBron's a brand. You can like LeBron. Yeah. And I like the team.
Right.
I love Chris Paul. I'm not an OKC fan.
He's a good PG.
Before CP, the person I modeled my game after was Gilbert Arenas. I was the biggest Gilbert Arenas fan ever. Agent Zero.
You know, I can respect that. He not giving all the big, like, the LeBrons or the Irisons and like that.
Agent Zero was something different. I would watch him come down, pull before it dropped, game winner. I'm like, what? this dude is crazy. And, yeah. and they used to go against the Cavs in the Eastern Conference Finals with Anthony Jameson, Deshaun Stevenson. So I'll kind of be going against the grain because I'll be wanting Agent Zero to get off.
And my cousin would be like, bro. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I'm 25.
We're old, bro.
I know this. We and talked that, about this before we got on the podcast.
That's even better that you're 25 and you respect Gilbert Arenas.
Oh, I love
so you,
Gilbert, bro.
So you definitely respect Trace McGrady then.
I love T-Mac. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, he a fan.
I grew up watching the game, like, for real. I studied it.
That's what's up, bro.
Yeah. He's a hooper. He's a hooper.
I ain't a hooper yet. I'm trying to get back to it.
I wasn't fortunate to play college ball. I tore both my ACLs.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, I was done. Yeah.
Man.
So this is what happened. No disrespect to you, Ivory, but tore my ACL, then I got caught up with a girl.
Yeah.
And then my focus was all gone. So I was like, yep, this is over. I might as well join the Army. So that's what I did.
You joined the Army?
Yeah.
I was so close to joining the Army, like, after I broke my foot because I didn't know what to do. I took the practice ASVAB and everything. I prayed about it full grip. And something just told me not to go back. But that's not to knock it. It was just to say, like, I almost did it too.
You're good.
Yeah, sometimes it just don't be a path.
No knock.
I knew I was going to miss. I didn't care what I was going to do. Yeah. I knew what I wasn't going to do.
But I just seen how, like, if you did go, how you don't really have to worry about the medical aspect and you don't have to worry about, you know, how you're going to get paid because it's guaranteed. Everything is guaranteed. Yeah. So it's kind of like you good.
It's a secure job.
And that's what I was thinking about during the time.
But everything is always going to be some BS. Trust me, I haven't been through it. I've been in for 12 years.
Okay.
I just got back from Yeah, I just got back from Afghanistan last year, 2 years ago.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, so. Okay. Yeah, I've been, yeah. So, you did a good job, bro. You're doing good for yourself.
you did what you're supposed to do. Your path was already made for
like, and no shade to, you know, military or anything like that, but, like, I got to go to training for 2 months.
Yeah.
It's taking me away from the podcast.
Yeah.
And, you know, we want to be consistent with this or whatever, so. It kind of stops a lot or whatever. And I'm like, I know some people might be YouTubers in the military or whatever, but
yeah, it's a few of them.
But how your flow is, it probably wouldn't be that consistent. So
I guess it worked for the best, huh?
Yeah, it definitely worked for the best though, yeah. So what's your holy grail, bro?
My holy grail.
Like what you don't have in the collection now. Like what you need.
What I don't have that I want, I say when I reach a certain point and I want to congratulate myself, I'm gonna grab a Paranorman phone. I know you'll probably respect that by being a phone guy. It's up there now.
You like the Paranormals too.
Yeah, they dope.
That's like the one that I just want to get.
Ticket
to
on that, though?
You did that.
Paranormals?
I don't know. My size is 28. Yeah, my size is 28.
So he's eyeballing them.
Oh, yeah. I looked at him yesterday. I looked at him yesterday. Are they worth 28?
I guarantee you. Yeah.
Nah. A good 15.
Yeah, they're not worth 28. I think I might be able to pull some chains to get for a little cheaper.
I would say you might, and you just got to find, because that's what, StockX or something?
That was GOAT.
GOAT, see? Yeah. You just going to have to find that person that got them that you can walk up on.
And the good thing about phones is it's so easy to spot a fake phone positive. It's so easy. So you don't really got to worry about it. It's not like a Jordan. Like, you can easily, I don't care how good the fake is, you can tell, bro.
Especially if you're wearing
that real easy, it's over with.
Yeah. When they like in a size 12, but still look like the kid size, like shaped like the kid size, it's the easy giveaway.
You looking like?
I'm gonna have to own a phone positive soon.
Get you a black one and just see how it looks. I'm saying because you're a very subtle kind of guy. You're not gonna get a bright one.
So you know how they did the phones, right? I mean, yeah.
Oh, you want the Sharpie?
It was the Sharpie pack.
Yeah.
But you know how they killed the phones, right?
Yeah.
Do you think they're gonna do that with the Dunks?
Okay, bro. I just brought that up. So I was saying that I had a question somebody asked me, like, what shoe should Virgil work on next? And I was happy you worked with the Dunk because the Dunk died for a while. The Dunk was dead, but they brought it back. And it exactly reminds me of the Foam Posit because the Foam Posit was going crazy and it died. It's going to come back. I guarantee you it's going to come back. But I don't think I think the Dunk will go back down in some time. No time soon, though. The Dunk going crazy.
I hate it. I wish people just go back to where they was at
and
leave the SBs alone.
Yeah, he's an SB guy. Like, okay. That's his word. That's his lane.
It's not my...
That is your lane.
It's not my... Look, Jordans are my favorite, but I've always been the type to have a variety of shoes. I went through this phase around 2003 to about 2007 that I was like, I'm so sick of Jordans. I'm finna venture out.
Yeah.
So I started buying SBs and Air Force. So those are like the great years that you can get.
When was this? What year was this?
Like I said, 2003, 2004.
See, I would be very new to it. I didn't start buying SBs and Dunks till about like 2 years ago. So he's been on it way before me.
Yeah, yeah, he's been on
way before me.
Yeah, see, you know what I'm saying? Like back then, like I was intrigued by like the colors and the names of the shoes, like the PB Hermans type. So I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, this PB. Nigga, I used to watch PB Herman. Yeah, of course yeah. I want this gray Dunk.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that. So when they bring it out, I want them to be consistent with the colorways. Don't give us no BS. Don't give us no pony hair shit. Like
that's an SB though. So you ain't that's like what made SBs. No, so special. They do so much with them.
They do like, a lot.
No, I'm saying. So we got the Chunky Ducky, right? So we, of course we got the off whites.
Don't talk about it.
Was it amazing?
You got
crazy.
It?
No, I don't.
Oh, I'm about to say know. Podcast over. It's the second person that came here with this Chunky Ducky, and I don't have it.
I don't have those.
Okay, we cool then.
I don't like paying resale, bro. I'm cheap.
We all don't.
I'm cheap, man.
I'm not paying resale.
Some things we just have to do. Last shoe I paid for resale. You'd be proud of me. I just bought the Kobe edition. The questions.
Yeah. Hey, nice.
Nice pickup. Mm-hmm. Yo, shout out to Reebok. Reebok, me and Reebok got something coming next week. We got something coming next week.
Yeah. Are we talking about
is this
event?
The first time this has been told, been said?
Oh, yeah, it's breaking news for sure. Yeah, I ain't
breaking news, my man.
Are we
it's
talking about event, like rolled into or are we talking it? About on the podcast? I mean, your YouTube channel.
Oh, it's like on the channel. We discuss some. It's gonna be cool.
That's what's up, bro.
Yeah, that was great.
Actually, they sent
congratulations.
You,
that's big.
They sent you a mask, so
yeah, they sent me mask. They sent me to the Reebok event to get the double cross, the questions, the double cross. I was supposed to meet Allen Iverson that day. But he skipped on us and watched he went to a Georgetown game instead. But it was cool.
Hey, I already know that's a Hoyer for life over there.
The same night I met Nate Robinson, I met AI. So I got to meet him anyway.
That's
so
dope. Cool. I seen AI at the strip club, so he's like cool, a regular person.
AI cool, man. I got a funny AI
story.
You
can't meet
cool.
somebody at a strip club or a club. It's not the same.
Bro, he was a regular nigga at Follies.
Oh, yeah.
What's AI up, bro? Chilling. Got into it with security guard. The security guard told him, I will bust your ass. He said, bro. I'm really that nigga. I will bust your ass. And I was like this. Hey, I really talking to this nigga like
this. This is a great. This is a Hall of Famer. Like, I understand that the club scene got it, but I want to ask this man like some NBA questions. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I understand.
Like, I've been watching.
He was like he was talking like a regular, like, bro, come on. I will bust your ass. Like,
AI right there.
Nah, but he wasn't stuck up. You know, some folks be like, in the club, I'm going to throw my ones. Don't talk to me. I'm only here for the chits. Get out of my face. Now he was really interrapping, dapping folks up.
I have heard stories that he's kind of bougie sometimes.
Well, he was at Chicago, in Atlanta, so I guess he was just really chill. He was in a chill mode. Man, so did you get the going fishing?
I had to go at one point in time, but I think I had every pair. Honestly, even like from 2003 up, I went back and got pairs. But I mean, I didn't get a lot,
the going fishing questions. Look, Frank Cook, I'm finna DM you again. I know you can get me a pair. I know they hiding somewhere. Please,
hey
brother
Frank, we welcome you. To
I've known you for how many years now?
Like, hey, I'm gonna ask you until I was really interrupted by Mr. Duffy. Let me see what I was about to ask you. Okay,
yeah,
so
hopefully come back to him.
Like, I guess I don't know how they're gonna do it with all this COVID stuff, but I mean, if it's possible, like all like you, Tony. Have like a pop up or something like that. Like,
yeah, that would be dope. I know Tony got like the sample.
And then I also not to cut you off. I'm sorry.
No, you good, bro.
Not to disrespect your sponsor, Chauvinet.
Yeah, with Chauvinet. Right. Yeah.
So, like, have a pop up and have them or have Reebok or you know Tony, whoever Tony's with. You know, just to get the community together.
Yeah, that would be dope. I would definitely be for that. That'd be cool.
Because, I mean, I know you from Cleveland.
We guys like, got to talk to, like, put something like that together. Yeah. Each other?
Yeah, probably each other. I don't think it'd be a problem.
I mean, there's no pressure, but I mean, just saying, like.
Yeah, that would be a good
It has to happen. And I know you from Cleveland, but eventually you're going to be the face of Atlanta, bro.
Bro, that happened so much. And I'll be like, how do you tell somebody?
No.
Not even know. I don't be wanting to be like a, because it can sound like an a-hole if you sound, hey man, you my favorite YouTuber from Atlanta. Thank you, bro. I'm not from Atlanta though. It'd just be like, oh, I'm sorry, man, but it's just like I'm not trying to be an a-hole, but I just want you to know. Like,
you gotta run with that.
You gotta stay true to your roots. Yeah, but like, yeah. I'm not from Atlanta, from Cleveland, but I'm here though.
I truly appreciate it, but I'm like, I'm not from there, bro.
Yeah, it's cool. But you gotta think it's a Southern thing too. So we're gonna adopt your ass. Like you said, you here 5 years. Yeah. You only got about two more years.
I think maybe even to six. Here. To be honest, right. I never brought out the calculator, but it might be six. To be honest,
so when you get 10, it's a wrap, bro.
You're originally from you're from Atlanta.
I gotta move to LA then. I gotta hurry up and go to LA.
You gotta start over. You're like, I gotta start over again.
People from the crib already be acting funny when I come back and visit, man.
I also hear that you be trying to like mention it, like. Yeah, I'm from, you know, Cleveland. Like, he tried to put that in there, like, yeah.
Cleveland!
Just so y'all can know out there for my man. So.
My man is from Cleveland. Do not say he's from Atlanta, okay? Now, when he hit 10 years, it's a wrap.
He's from Atlanta.
Atlanta. Don't put the T at the end. Atlanta.
But yeah, definitely. Pop up coming. We would like to bring
Sneakers Run My Life podcast there. Just to bring
it's something for the culture, and that's why we're here doing this. So we would definitely love to
once
be
we
there.
Do something like this, we locked in. So you're gonna have my number before I leave. You got my number. It's not just like a one time thing. I'm not that type of person. It's more like personal. Yeah, we're gonna be good for sure.
My brother.
Yeah. Yep, definitely, bro. And like when I hit you about the kicks, when I let you know, but
hey, I'm sorry. I gotta tell y'all how this podcast happened, right? I'm gonna tell you how it happened, right?
Oh yeah, go
I'm
ahead.
I'm at
bro.
The gym, bro. Right? Yeah. I'm at the gym. I'm working on. You know what I'm trying to get right.
I was at the gym.
I'm trying to get right. Dude, tap me on the shoulder. I turn around. I'm like,
yo, my nigga.
I look up. I'm like, oh, I'm like, hey man, what's up? He like, you snipe, right? Am I? I'm like, I don't know.
You I'm looking like, for?
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, yeah. He like, hey man, I'm the one that hit you. I'm like, oh yo, what's up? Because we had DM'd about doing it.
Yeah.
And I was telling him how it get like crazy. Yeah. I was happy that I finally got a chance to link up with him in person and set it in stone. But when I seen him, I turn around, you know, I got my headphones in him.
Oh, and there's a big nigga behind.
Huge.
Sorry, mama.
Yeah.
Oh, H word. Yes,
yeah, I don't care what type of podcast. I was doing it that day, boy. Yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, for sure. Yeah,
I'm in there.
That's good. So yes, so check this out. This is from my version, right? So I'm on the elliptical, right? And I said, oh, that's nice. And I was gonna text you. I said, yo, that's the boy. That's the kid.
Right? He's like this.
That's the kid. And now it's like, and then in the crate. So I said, okay, I'm gonna catch him. You know, when he's not done with his sets, because I don't want to interrupt nobody during the set.
Good,
so you was doing your set, right? I was like, all right, cool. Then he walked away. I said, okay, cool. I gotta come up with an excuse. Why to go way over there? Cause he went way across the. Fuck, I don't want to be no groupie or nothing. So I'm saying, fuck it. But actually, the Toro 14s come out. So Wish dropped, put it on the Instagram and said, oh, come get it, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh shit. That's my go.
Yeah.
So I said, I need to talk to this man before I leave. So I went over there. Yo, what's going on? You snipe? He's like, yeah. Cool, you know, cool dude or whatever. But I kind of thought that, like, who's this big light skin ass nigga tapping me?
Dude,
or some shit like that.
I think he had like the hoodie mellow. He had like the hoodie on.
That's him.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
That's crazy. But I appreciate it, man. I definitely
ain't no
appreciate
problem,
it. And like I said, you ain't had to make no decision right there. I understand, like, you know, schedule booked, so I got you, bro.
That ain't no thing, though. Yeah, it's not a thing. I be telling people, what's so funny is when I met Mike, I tell Mike this story all the time. The first time I met Mike, I wasn't doing YouTube yet. I was, like, just about to. And it was, like, a little sneaker thing. And he was with T-Ward, which is another homie of mine. I'm like, yo, Mike, what's up, bro? He was like, yo, Mike, like, all right. And then later on when I met him, like, in this, like, I was like, hey, bro, you know when the first time I met you.
You curved me, right? You're just like, oh, what's up, the
But what would be so funny is, like, I remember, like, DMing, like, YouTubers when, like, before I became a YouTuber, and I used to think that they used to, like, curve people. It's not that, bro. People really do be having a lot of DMs, bro, just from kids, from people who want to know what's coming out. Hey, can you help me? It's really crazy. There's no way you can possibly keep track of your DMs whenever you're doing anything related to social media, because it get flooded, bro. It's really crazy. So anybody that's been DMing me, I'm not ducking you. I'll try to get back.
Actually,
to
Mike, he curved me too. I seen him at an event. The Flight 23 up in
Cumberland. Remind him of it. Remind him of it.
I said, yo, Mike, was, you know, you Mike Rich? And he was like, yeah. Excuse me. All right, cool.
Mike, the thing with Mike is, because now I know him and he's like a big brother.
Yeah.
The thing with Mike is everybody not like When he's trying to do something, he just focused.
Yeah.
And the time I was talking to him and T-Ward was vlogging.
Yeah.
So me, I'm probably able to, everybody not. You know, that's the same thing with a lot of guys. Like my boy Unbreakable, when Break doing something, he got the...
I forgot about him. Yeah, I fuck with Unbreakable too.
He got the tunnel vision.
Unbreakable Army. Yeah.
That's my brother right there, man. That's my brother. Y'all go check him out too.
What's the other, the guy? The
that's Flight. That's Flight. That's what I was telling you about. Yeah, that's Flight.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the skinny guy.
No, that's the one that be hooping. Yeah, that's like Flight Reacts. That's Flight Academy Kicks.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Yeah, I fuck with him too. He's a cool guy.
Good. Those my brothers, man.
Actually, there was in Miami, bro. Y'all rich, bro. Yeah.
Nah. Hey, that was at Peter
the Fifth. What? No, we did go to Miami for his birthday. We had a great time out there.
Bro, he had the ocean right there. Mm-hmm. He had the pool.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Big ass house, bro.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Look at the memories. I can see him.
Yeah, I was like, that was fun. I wish I could turn the clock.
I look like trouble, fun, and trouble.
Yeah, we had a good time out
there. Well, I plan on going. Yeah. When the next one?
I was supposed to go to Vegas. And then that got ruined by COVID. We supposed to go to Vegas. Yeah. And then our expert supposed to go.
They got a real rich talk right there, Vegas.
Actually, that's my first time, so I don't know how much I was going to spend.
Vegas is, but we it's fun. Yeah, but we do know people, so
yeah, we do know people.
Vegas is,
and then Miami. I had an unfortunate death, so
I'm sorry to hear that, bro.
Thank you, bro. And so we didn't go to that. So 2020 has not been the year.
It's been
it's been trash.
But you know what? You're going to make the best of the rest of this year. 2021 is going to be the shit.
I don't even want to say that because I said that about 2020, and I don't want to be jinxing nothing, man. Let's just pray for the best.
First thing first.
Let me just go on vacation.
You got to get
I went to Dubai this year.
A good president. I ain't going to say no name. Just say we got to get a good president.
Yeah, I hope so.
I don't care who it is. Just good. Just be good. Just be better. You know what I mean?
Boy, Kanye going to get in there.
I'm trying to think. So he's bipolar, right?
He's bipolar. That would never happen.
So he's not gonna get cleared.
So with that, his mental
He already missed a couple of states too. He's not even on the ballot.
It's unrealistic at this point.
He missed a couple of state ballots that he's not gonna be able to get on. So he really just can't be president.
Yeah.
Okay. He missed the deadline. So
I mean, I wouldn't be upset, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, I probably would like to see Teddy Bear Polo. Air Force One's Kanye on there, but not this.
Nah, you don't want him. The one time I put the what's name on? No. You don't want that. Not the
when his mama was still here. Yes, because I feel like he been right since mama was gone.
Yeah,
I feel like mama when that thing happened with his mom. I think
let's not get it wrong.
He took it hard
musically. Kanye is a genius.
Yes, of course.
Kanye is one of my favorites.
Of course,
my favorite producer all time. Y'all from the South, so I know how y'all do it, but.
No, we respect. We fuck everybody.
We like music. But all time.
Yeah, I'm a big J guy. So I'm a big J guy.
Yeah,
when
too.
I seen what he did for the Black Album, and then B is probably like one of my favorite albums of all time by Common. He produced that whole joint. Just to see the versatility he can do, like fine.
Oh, yeah, he like music.
Yeah,
you
know?
Man, type of guy for 25.
You're
down in the rough, bro. Hey, man, remind me of me at 25.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except I wasn't doing the YouTube.
So you don't mess with Gunna too tough then.
Gunna?
Yeah.
Bro, that's the thing though. He got some songs that's cool. I don't have an album. I get to
he
like
been
the
in
singles.
Atlanta 5 years. He gotta like somebody from the side.
Somebody, right? Yeah.
One of these guys he's gotta like.
By default.
But yeah, nah, Gunna's cool. I rock with Gunna. Yeah.
So you can plead the fifth or not.
Okay.
When Foot Locker or Champs, or when you first got the first package in, what was it, and how did you feel like I made it?
That's a great question. I'm trying to think what was that. Let me think. The first package. I'm not trying to be Hollywood. Nowadays you just get so much.
Yeah.
What was the first package?
Nowadays you just get so much. Yeah. I've never said that before.
The first thing I've ever gotten was from it was Puma.
Puma, okay.
And
that sounded like Foot Locker.
Yeah. And what was so
probably
crazy,
they had the Puma lab.
Yeah.
And it was directly from Puma though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was directly from Puma. And I remember being so excited. FaceTiming my brother, you know what I'm saying, hitting up my, like, yo, I can't believe this. Because, I mean, obviously, before I started doing YouTube, I used to watch people like you do, like everybody else doing. I'd be like, dang, like, this dude, Tony, Foot Locker done sent them the Gatorade Sixes with the Gatorade and the all the stuff that go with it, right? And I was like, man, that's so cool. So when Puma did that, I was like, yo, man, we finally starting to do something. And it's been like moving ever since. I say the best thing I think I've ever gotten was when Hibbett sent me the Kyrie Sixes I was telling you about.
Okay.
The rollout that they did for that,
right,
was crazy. Bro, it had the basketball, Yankee candle, a cactus plant with a basket.
I seen that. Yeah. Like, that's dope. Like,
bro,
yeah.
What? If y'all never seen that video, go check it out. That was the craziest thing I ever opened.
That shit was dope. It was like legit. And then you said it was a real cactus, right?
It was a real cactus. Like a real cactus.
That's dope.
And it wasn't even in the flower pot. It was in like an actual Nike basketball. They cut a hole in the top. They put it in it. And it was the whole nine was crazy.
So, and you completely flip on this question. So, I mean, do they like DM you and say, hey, what size you are? Or they already automatically know from, I guess, it'd checking you out?
It'd be weird, right? Because, all right, so me and Hibbett talk like phone-wise. I don't really DM nobody. But sometimes, like, for example, let me think, Foot Locker.
Okay.
They sent me something crazy on Air Max Day, and I never talked to nobody. I'm like, how do you know where I live at, bro? You know what I'm saying? Not that I don't want it. I don't be knowing how that stuff get out. On my YouTube, I got my P.O. box.
Yeah.
They send it to my home address. I'm like, how you even know that? So I don't even be knowing how it be happening sometimes. And I'm moving soon, so I don't even know who to talk to tell them I'm moving. Whoever live in my crib about to be lucky. About to be happy.
You know what's going to be like? The UPS man, he's like, don't nobody stay here no more.
Yeah, for real.
Jack, hey, bro, you dropped that boss off? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's that YouTube guy. Yeah, Sniper Jones. Yeah,
bro, he just going to have a homie. Look, I'm going to drop it off at the door. Nobody stay there.
I bet you know your guy with first name, don't you?
My UPS guy?
Yeah.
That's all right. Quick thing. I suffer from paranoia. I don't really like, I'm going to tell you why. I was at my homie house, and I opened up his door.
Yeah.
And he lives off Flat Shows in what was that, College Park?
Depends on which flat shows.
Yeah, I'm not over on the east side.
Not the east side. Okay, so.
By like LA Fitness on Old National. Like flat shows. Okay. And the mail carrier knew who I was. And I was like, yo, look, bro, that's cool because I'm not at my crib. I would be paranoid if a mail carrier knew where I lived at my personal spot.
Yeah.
Because I don't know you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, I see the mailman come, I look through the peephole, and I go grab it. Not because I'm trying to be Hollywood, but it's you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They clearly go like, you know who get boxes.
Yeah. And that happens. Like, other creators talk to each other. Like, other YouTubers, we talk to each other, and that happened to them. It's the same reason why, like, when I vlog, I don't show my crib. Like, same thing you would do. You're just protecting your house and stuff like that.
Do you think you're the big part of, I remember your channel, when you were talking about the Nike boxes and stuff, do you think you had a big piece of that?
Bro, that video did well. That video did well. So so Duffy, what happened was back when you were hit on sneakers, they would drop your box off, but they have a huge swoosh branded on the box. And I just thought it was not the smartest move because anybody walking down the street will know whatever is in that box containing it is Nike. Mm-hmm. Nobody else does that. You know what I'm saying? Like, Foot Locker don't do it, Reebok don't do it, da, da, da. And a lot of people was getting their packages stolen. Or even UPS carriers will steal a package if they see it's a Nike. And now they don't do it no more. It's a stretch to say I'm the reason why it changed. I'm just happy it happened. I did bring some light to it, though. I don't know if I reached all the way up there, but.
It don't matter, man. We're just trying to get there.
Yeah.
Look, hey, people, you need size 10, size 13s. Drop a box off. We finna start our YouTube page.
We
wanna
do some videos. You gotta be genuine. We can't ask. Dude. Let it happen.
I tell you what though, my dream is to
close mouths don't get fed. I'm trying to get us a box right.
My dream is to collaborate on a shoe with a company. If I ever do that, y'all got family and friends pairs coming though. If I ever be able to do that, y'all can get the family and friends for sure. I just gotta keep working to make that happen. It's possible.
Man, he's my nigga.
I already know it's gonna be a hooping shoe.
That would be hard.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even mind if it was like something like, I love I was talking to Hess Kicks about how they did something with Saucony. Him, Tony, Bull.
I love Saucony.
Yeah.
He haven't had one yet, but
yeah,
they're dope.
A Saucony, like, ever? Have you asked me?
Have you had a Saucony?
Yes.
Okay.
You had like a Saucony Shadow or something.
Yes.
I knew it.
that was the shit during that time. So yeah. I had one. It was a navy blue one.
They let them make their own shoe from scratch, like in the building. That was crazy.
And I was saying it wrong all my life, too.
You were saying Sauconys?
So was I. I didn't know Sauconys until I spoke
to them. It's tomato, tomato. We understand. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Is that, let me see. That's like that brand like a New Balance type deal, like just here and there?
Yeah. They're like on the way with like a New Balance, ASIC, like more like a lifestyle, casual style type shoe. But they do have the runners as well, so That'd be dope. And I know it's gonna be comfortable. So yeah, we fucking with that.
Yeah. If y'all ever have it,
look at his face. If you wear a Saucony Shadow, you can't say nothing else.
Cause. No, I wore like 11 then. You know?
Oh, so you was 5. He was 5. My bad, y'all. Grown up son ain't gonna be able to wear that.
He was 5 line. So did you hit this morning?
No, I did. No, I didn't.
You know what? And
I don't even be surprised no more.
The thing is, I also appreciate the live videos too. I really like that. I know was doing it at first, but so what they do is they do a live drop so you can get their reaction or whatever when they hit.
I hit for the dunks. That was a good one when I hit for the University Red dunks.
You hit for the 6'2", right?
Yeah.
I hit for
the Travis 1s on there. Yeah, lucky.
Bro, I was overseas trying to do that shit.
Yeah.
Dead.
I hit for the Travis 1s, the Travis 4s, Travis 6s. Never know off-white, nothing like that.
So though, if you got intel, do you know, like, how do they do it? Like,
I have no idea.
It's okay. Because I'm trying to figure, like, the more Nike you buy, you know, you get more love, or?
It can't be. Because I
No, don't tell me. That ain't it.
Because I have hit on off-whites before. I hit on the Air Max.
Air Max 90. And you hit on the
Black Pair or, like, the
Black Pair.
Yeah, okay.
I hit on something. I hit the Sakais, both Sakais.
I hit for a pair of Sakais before.
Oh, no. Where you get your UNC from?
That's I'm here.
You hit there?
Mm-hmm.
I hit there one time for like some for reals. Back when human races was hot. Mm. Like when it was going crazy.
Speaking of that, thank you brought that up. Is he coming back with that?
He just dropped
a basketball sneaker. They had them at Wish.
I know what you're talking about. I thought those was cool.
They were dope. Yeah. I actually tried to
Pharrell dropped the basketball sneaker?
Yeah, it was hard.
It's hard.
Please let me see this.
It had Boost technology in it too.
Yeah. I think that's gonna be like his thing.
Color,
like
that colorful color,
it's multicolor. Yeah.
Are they really promoting it like that?
Nah,
they wasn't. More. But I saw it. It was pretty dope. Actually, I had who I seen posted, KO posted, Mr. Cordero himself. He had posted. I was like, yo, he was at Wish, and then
is that the shoe they
sent it to? He sent it to DC.
Oh yeah. I seen that. Yeah, that's cool. It was cool.
No, that's dope. See, I would definitely want that. But I didn't even go on Wish today. I should have went inside, but oh well.
At one point in time, I was kind of liking the human race more than the Yeezy. At one point in time, and then they kind of like took a step back.
See, that wouldn't work for me. Like, I had bought the NMDs back when the wave first started. I was living in L.A.
Yeah.
I'm flat-footed. So, you know, the NMDs, they only got that one layer of boost on it. Yep. It wasn't good for me. So, I need that double layer.
I was just like, nah.
Was those hard to get? I never, like, even tried because.
Yeah. Oh, if you got that first wave, like them red ones, them yellow ones, like that first solid wave with them green ones, them shits was hard. That's when he came out with that Nerd one, that Chanel one.
That was very hard.
Them shits was hard to
get. I know the Chanel one was crazy.
Folks was out there like Yeezys, like literally outside of Adidas, like.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I camped out for one, for him racing that Adidas got that. We didn't get that Foot Locker when I was working there. And I had camped out at the Adidas, and that's when I met the Adidas guy. Man, had the same name. He was trying to hire me from Foot Locker. He was like, bro, how much they paying you at Foot Locker? Bro, come work at Adidas. I was like, I'm a Jordan guy. I can't picture myself wearing Adidas every day.
Yeah.
I was like, just to wear Yeezys? I was like, I'll think about it, bro. But then I ended up moving back to Atlanta.
Why don't you work at Lennox? Why don't you work there?
I told you they wasn't going to give me my salary that I had in L.A., and I was just like, I didn't want to start over.
No, I'm saying, like, the Nike Lennox, not – Fucker.
Oh, I never tried to work at Nike. Other than when I was at House of Hoops. When they first put the House of Hoops at South Lake and Nike came and visited us, it was this lady. I think her name was like Linda. She offered me a job in fucking Oregon. But of course, I wasn't trying to move to fucking Oregon. I was like, it's nothing in Oregon. And 4 years later, I moved to LA. I'm like, dang, I still could have moved to Oregon and did my thing. So who knows what that path would have took.
You got homesick.
I know.
What so
that would have been cool though.
So Cleveland, how's the sneaker culture out there? Is it
is everybody LeBron crazy?
I think LeBron fans everywhere. But back home, they be on sneakers real heavy. It's just harder for us to get certain things. We don't have like a lot of spots. We don't have like a lot of the wishes. We don't have the and even though we speaking on Atlanta, Atlanta's not really like one of the best place to get sneakers either.
That's why we're doing this.
Yeah.
This here podcast got to spark the light.
Yeah. Got to spark it.
But y'all see like how condensed this is. Imagine going a step below. That's back home. So it's a lot harder.
So do you guys travel? Do you guys go to like Chicago or DC to try to get sneakers?
Honestly, either travel, know a guy who know a guy. It's all about either you have
networking.
Networking is key back home.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but we're actually a step below because you guys won a championship. So,
we gonna hoop out there for sure.
Yeah.
We got to
go. Talking about shoes, man.
I'm just saying. Just imagine the Falcons won the Super Bowl and the Hawks won the what's night. Like, it would have been really, really booming. Like,
I like Trae Young, though.
Trae's the guy.
I like Trae.
Sad to say is he's going to bloom somewhere else.
I agree.
He's going to bloom somewhere else.
They're going to put the right pieces around him.
Trust me. I would love to go to a Hawks game.
The best player we had.
I'm a Celtics Trae Young,
man. Joe Johnson.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
So,
y'all, trust me, y'all I would go to a Hawks game.
Y'all just let him go. I mean, y'all had Jamal Crawford. Y'all had Joe Johnson. Y'all had Josh.
I know, but they couldn't beat us. Yeah.
We had the pieces. Oh, no,
Cavs used to tear the Hawks up every time, boy. Hey, I'm saying, bro, J.R. Smith used to be like a first team all NBA.
Because we had Millsap trying to guard LeBron.
Y'all had five All Stars in 1 year.
Yeah, but they like all like veterans, like old school basketball. Like we didn't have that.
But that's
just imagine that squad, right?
Al Horford wasn't that old back then. You know what I'm saying? Jeff Teague was still young.
Wasn't that old back then?
He was.
LeBron just left Cleveland.
No, he's talking about
Atlanta when y'all.
No, I'm saying he's saying the Cleveland Cavaliers was dominating the Hawks.
Oh yeah.
So during that time, that was 2 years ago. Yeah. So just imagine Trae Young with that squad, with the Millsap,
Al Horford,
the guy with the dreads,
DeMarre Carroll.
Yeah, that would have been good. No, that would have been
nasty.
It would have been a good fight.
Because who was their point guard?
Jeff Teague. Our point guard at the time. What was it? 2 years ago. Well, we had Kyrie.
Oh damn.
Yeah. We had Kyrie.
That would have been a good matchup.
No.
How can I forget about Kyrie Irving?
I thought
he left his last year.
Oh, he did. He was at the Celtics.
We talking about the year that they won.
Oh, yeah, man.
The year y'all had five All-Stars, we had Kyrie.
Yeah.
What's the true story? Why did Kyrie leave?
He wanted his own team.
I'm going to say, he wanted his name to be the brand.
He's with KD now.
Yo, I said the same thing, right? So I'm like, look, if you think, I mean, I wouldn't have did the move, but he left because he wanted his own team, and he didn't want to play behind LeBron. Now you're playing behind Kevin. And what a lot of people don't know is when he played with Bron, he averaged more shot attempts than Bron. You're not averaging more shot attempts than KD, and if you do, you're the reason why they lost.
So when people that don't know, Snipe is going to have a sports podcast, by the way. So check that out.
No, I'm saying, like, think about it, right? If no matter who's on LeBron's team, if they lose, it's going to be LeBron's fault.
Correct.
Always. Facts.
If you're on the same team as KD and you averaging more shots than KD, you're the reason they lost, not Kevin Durant. Look at Russ.
First thing I say
Russ is the reason why.
Should have let KD take more shots.
Yeah.
I think it'd be more easier because KD is not looking for that leadership shit. Like, it's like, whatever. It is what it is. So Kyrie is like,
they're going to go off star power. Like, he's the shooter. He's the scorer. They go like,
KD's the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, it just is what it is. But KD's the guy.
And correct me if I'm wrong, when he was at Golden State, did he show that star? I mean, that leadership type shit.
No, he didn't have to. Right. Steph did a good job.
That's why Kyrie's
leading
like, I can get KD because he gonna just hoop. He gonna do his thing, and I'm gonna be the leader. So
as far as like a personality, LeBron got a huge personality around him.
We're hoping they get in sync like that. Yeah. We're gonna have to see because we didn't get a chance to see it yet.
Brooklyn and Kyrie gonna be. I mean, Kyrie and KD gonna be nasty regardless. Yeah. And they in the East.
I just hope they just stay healthy, especially Kyrie.
That's the thing.
Just stay because he been injury prone since Duke. So
Kyrie wasn't. If he wasn't so injury prone, we would have got two rings. Because when LeBron took the Warriors to six and led them in every category, and could have got MVP for losing the finals, we would have Kyrie.
So how do you feel about the KD move?
Honestly, I didn't like it. Yeah, it was up 3-1 against the same team that he went to, and a lot of that had to do with his poor performance. Like, you 48 minutes away from going to the championship three times.
We still love you, KD. We just.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But I'm saying, you 48 minutes away from going to the championship three different times. Just 48 minutes. So that's it. Three different times you have 48 minutes. And you, I wouldn't say you blew it, but you let it slip away.
You blew it.
Yeah, all right, cool. Yeah, you blew it.
It is what it is.
You go to any team in the league, like, why go there?
My thing with that is,
I think he didn't want to be a Barkley. I think he did not want to be a great that don't have a ring.
That's amazing.
It's a lot of greats that don't have a ring. It's like Malone's and them. Like, trust me, these niggas to give up one of those greats just to be like, Everybody would still want a piece of jewelry.
Everybody just can't win.
You can't. That's a it's part only of the one game. Team.
Maybe he ain't cool with that, though. Maybe he's like, I don't want to be that guy.
I don't want to be.
But he made it to the chip, though. I mean, he lost to Bron, but he made it to the chip. And they was young.
You want to know how I know that shit be having the ass butt hurt? Look at how Karl Malone was and everything. He's like, I mean, George's the shit, but I was the shit, too. Like, he's mad that he didn't get a ring.
There's video. There's like, when you hear Michael Jordan, what do you hear?
Michael Jordan. Like,
yeah.
Jordan butt hurt. A lot of these greats that these niggas, they, if it wasn't for Jordan and the Bulls, because I'm not going to say just Jordan, these niggas would have had rings.
So I'm glad we're on that subject. Yeah. I argue this all the time, right? I'm like, if it wasn't for Bron, a lot of people in the East would have probably been seen bigger. So they'd be like, oh, the Raptors made it. Kawhi's the reason. He's not. Think about it. The Raptors was making it to the Eastern Conference Finals every year. They kept losing to Bron. Bron leaves the East the same year they make it out. They was going to make it out if with DeMar DeRozan or Kawhi. They was getting there every year. They led the East every year.
Right.
The difference wasn't Kawhi for DeMar.
It's
the difference was LeBron leaving. You know what I'm saying?
But we always said if LeBron left the East would be easier.
Yeah.
And I'm a Celtics fan. I would hate to hear that, but it is what it is.
So now LeBron
it
on the West. So now LeBron on the West. He's not going MVP, which he should. And now Giannis is on the East. Nobody's saying the East is weak, which is the irony is like, bro, like for it. How many years we've been saying the East been weak? As soon as LeBron leaves the East, it's competitive now. Like, Giannis get a pass now. Like, he's going 30 in PER, but nobody bringing up the talent level. LeBron's first in the West at 35. Leading the league in assists. Don't get no love. I don't know how LeBron is LeBron. I would love to talk to LeBron. Not even about basketball, but about, like, mental.
LeBron is so secure in his greatness that he's like.
What's your first question?
I was bred for this.
LeBron, what's your first question?
My first question. When I meet LeBron, it'll be probably about mental toughness, bro. I know where LeBron from.
Yeah.
I won't even go around there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So just to be, I didn't hear, growing up in where I'm from, you hear so many LeBron stories, like pre-fame. Like, it's stories like where Adidas offered him $1 million just not to take a deal, just not to have a meeting with Nike. And he denied it in high school and took the bus back to the hood with Maverick Carter. Who at 17, you know, turning down $1 million just not to have a meeting to go back to the project?
You know who Maverick is?
No, man, I know.
That's his best friend slash business partner.
But to have the mental toughness to know what I'm going to be worth, it's crazy. Even the Adidas deal that LeBron, Adidas was supposed to sign LeBron like I was supposed to sign Kobe. The Adidas guy couldn't make it to the meeting, and the guy who stood in for him tried to play LeBron. He gave him like a lower offer thinking that he had a high school kid. If I offer him like $50 million, like he'd take it.
Yeah.
He blew it. He went to Nike, got 90. Adidas let that go. Same thing with Kobe. Kobe was with Adidas at first. They dropped that. He went to Nike. If they would have had Kobe and Bron, Adidas would be winning. I mean, Jordan still would have Nike, but I'm just saying, like, Adidas would be,
it'd be better.
Way higher up. Yeah, no question.
I don't think they would have been winning with the Kobe.
Adidas just got to make better shoes.
I'm not saying that I think that the
shoes. That's what I just said. Adidas just got to make better hooping shoes because, like, Dame, them, like, those are good-ass athletes. They just need better fucking shoes.
I'm going to tell you why I still would have worked. The superstar and the aura of these players would have made people like these shoes. I mean, people out here wearing foam runners, bro. Those not cool. People like them because it's Kanye. I'm going to be, I had a pair of John Wall Reeboks in high school, hooping. It was trash. I wanted them because I want to be like John Wall.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to know how I know that's real? My son wanted Steph Curry's. He's with Under Armour. Guess what I told his ass? If you want Under Armour's, better tell your mama to go buy them. Your dad ain't buying that shit.
But he wanted to be like Steph. So it's
he wanted to be like Steph.
We talking about Bron and Kobe. It don't matter what the shoes look like, the personalities they have, they're getting bought, bro. They're going to be bought.
That's facts. And they like this Kawhi New Balance thing.
I got a pair. Hey, shout out New Balance. They sent me a pair of Kawhis. Those are actually very impressive, bro.
No. Because I'm not wearing no Kawhi New Balance. I like New Balances, but I'm not wearing no Kawhi New Balance.
You played up, I was so surprised, bro. Like, they were great. I'm like, what?
Lightweight.
Bro, they like. The only thing I would say is get a half size down. But I was so impressed. So impressed. And I was with you at first. I'm not even gonna lie.
I just
Snipe, they got all day to fucking.
I'm just saying, thinking like me, New Balance, I automatically think of runners and casual. The hooping shoe, I'm like, I don't think that's your lane. Like, what technology do you have over there that Adidas and Nike don't have that you can say, my shoe is a top tier shoe it should be put up against these people?
They got some technology on the back padding. I forget the exact definition of the word, but what it basically does is add like an extra bounce to your step. So when you bouncing and you going, even when you shooting, you come back down, you kind of get like assisted back up off the ground. It's a nice.
So it's shock resistant.
It feels good. It feels good, bro.
I'm never gonna buy, maybe I'll buy it for you, and you can hoop in it, and we can see how that works.
To be honest, if I didn't get a pair from New Balance, which I'm thankful for, I wouldn't have actually known how great they were.
Because we wouldn't have ever bought it.
New Balance, I would test your shoe any day, anywhere, shout out New Balance, anytime.
The man's a 14. Oh, he's a half size down. 13.
No, 13 and a half. Do they even half 13 and a half?
New Balance. I'm not.
New Balance.
I'm not trying that 14.
Okay. It's going to be some room in them, though. You're going to be.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, because when you run and stuff, your feet spread and shit like that. So okay. I'll be good to go. Okay. Yeah. But I don't hoop in LeBron's. Only reason because I tore my ACL in LeBron's. So yeah.
So he's been anti-LeBron. Yeah, I'm like, bro. You can't blame that shoe.
Yeah, I broke my foot in Kyrie's. I hoop in Kyrie's.
Oh well.
It was more me than the
ACL's
shoe.
ACL's like, you're done. Yeah. Yeah. When you say the ACL's like,
that's tough, bro.
That's like Booby Miles.
All I know is football.
No, sir. Oh, I had a similar injury, pretty much. One of my guards threw the pass bad. Went to go get it. Little man was under me.
Yep.
That was it.
Man, I'm sorry to hear that.
My knee swelled up. So, and then my second one, I was playing one-on-one. My other partner, Tahi, shout out Tahi. My leg just gave out.
A different size. Like, two different legs.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought, like, when you was banged up like that, like, you couldn't get into the Army. Don't they do, like, some type of...
Oh, they definitely do. You know, you got to do crab walk and all that stupid shit. But I was good. Actually, I was going to join, like, and then they... Because I had, like, screws in my knee. Yeah. But they dissolve. Okay. So, they dissolve you good. So, that was it. And then, of course, you got tests, runs, shit like that. But,
okay, cool.
You know, here I am. The rest is history.
So, question, my man. Where you see yourself a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years now, your goals, or where you see yourself at?
Okay, man, that's a great question. A year from now, hopefully my second channel is at 100K. I really want to push that hard because, I mean, when everybody know you for sneakers, not trying to be funny, it kind of get like, it get repetitive because it's more to you, right? Like, yeah, I love shoes, but like, it's more to me. I'm goofy, I'm funny, I love to hoop, I love to make people laugh, so... I just kind of don't want to put myself in a box. So as long as I'm seeing myself expand outside of that, I'll be happy, bro, honestly.
Okay, so the second one is the hooping, right?
Yeah, the second one is just hooping, and it got, like, a lot more of my personality.
Are you trying to, like, brand it out? Like, if you was to say your brand defines something for you, what would it define?
Dream big. I come from nothing, you know what I'm saying? And I really want to let these people know that. Even through my story of how I found YouTube, it was all based on just, like, pure will, what handed to me.
Watch when you hear the catchphrase at the end. You'll see.
Yeah, not like, for real. Like, I really want to, like, inspire people to understand, like, bro, you can do whatever you want to do. And when people tell you that as a kid, they go in one ear out the other until you actually figure out, like, yo, like, if people don't understand, bro, like, if you really lock in, like me right now, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Mm-hmm. I don't have no girlfriend. But I don't have no girlfriend. I don't kick it with the homies like
how
that.
How sound?
That'd be like, I don't really. I got my shorty, but I don't got no girlfriend. You know what
say
I'm
that
saying?
More. Yeah.
I don't kick it with the homies like that. I don't club. I don't smoke. I don't drink. These are all things that I decided to do to make sure that I was locked in. And sacrifices you got to make in order to do what you want to do. Everybody's not gonna do that, but that's the difference between a LeBron and a Wilson Chandler. You know what I'm saying? Wilson probably kicking it. You know what I'm saying? Bron not. Bron been taking care of his body since he was 15 years old.
Yeah.
Going to AAU camps, everybody going to the arcade. He icing his knees, stretching.
Mm-hmm.
That shit matters. You know what I'm saying? So I think about longevity, and I just think about what can you do right now? And what I can do right now is just zone in. So that's it. I just want to let everybody know that if you really lock in, bro, you can do whatever you want to do. It's going to take time.
Yeah.
And you definitely gonna have adversity. I'm a big Nipsey fan. It's really a marathon in what we do.
Yeah.
I'm nowhere near close to the 5-year goal that I'm gonna tell you soon, but I know for a fact if I do exactly what I'm doing right now, and if I can do that for a longer period of time, I'll be close. Or I'll be there.
Cool. What's the 5-year?
5-year. 5-year goal, YouTube. Be at a milli. That's where I need to be. Be at a milli. And I want to be able to give back to every body that needs it. I want my videos to no longer be about Sniper Jones sneakers, Sniper Jones basketball. I want to be able to go back to my old hood, see a kid walking down the street or at the park with some banged up shoes, Hey, come with me. Where your mom at? Hey, how you doing? I'm Sniper Jones. I'm taking your son on a shopping spree. Change his life. What you want? Xbox? What you want? New sneakers? Stuff like that matters. I want to. PlayStation, what you want? Gamecast? Yeah. Like, I want to be able to really help people, bro. Yeah. And I feel like with the YouTube platform and with the ability to be able to actually touch people is what I want to do. I want it to be bigger than just the content. I want to actually be able to help
the person,
people.
Yeah.
I want to be like, hey, say if my cousin who in and out of jail, like, hey, bro, look, I'll tell you what. I'm going to buy you a laptop. I'm going to buy you Photoshop. If you can sit in this room and learn how to make the best thumbnails, you're on payroll. The only thing you got to worry about is making my thumbnails. Hey, mom, look, I don't have time to look over all these emails and all these contracts, but I'll tell you what, if you can make sure I get the best deal and you can make sure your son's taken care of, here you go. Hey, my brother, hey, look, little bro, I really don't have time to do all this editing on it, but look, I'm going to give you Premiere Pro, and if you can tell me you can edit these the way I like it, payroll. Everybody taken care of. Nobody working for nobody.
Gotcha.
Right? And it'll be so... That's what I want to do. 5 years.
It's good to see a young man.
And if you don't know, now you know.
I'll tell you. 25. Head on right. I don't know. Shout out to your folks too, man. I
appreciate it.
That upbringing. Because that comes from a strong foundation. And like I said, coming from nothing, it put an extra drive in where you be like, I can't go back there. I don't want to be back there. And it put a fire to your ass. Like, I feel like my son, he'll be having no fire to his ass because he's so spoiled. Mm-hmm. But that fire to your ass, it makes you go out there and hustle. And you did it the legit way.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it's so many distractions that can deter you and make you go the wrong way. So I commend you on taking that positive route. And
this is going to happen.
Just to see you 25 and got your minds there, man. That shit is, bro, my mind was not there at 25 and I was a dad.
Yeah.
That shit, so to see it, and that's like deep. I said, a black that, man do that, what man, that shit is amazing.
Dump, off air. SB.
Everybody came up a different way, but guess what? We all had the same goal.
Yeah.
So just like, it's not all about sneakers, at the end of the day, it's all about just helping people, just having the access.
It's one of those things, like I always say, it's not about the shoes.
Yeah.
I've had shoes my entire life.
Yeah.
It's about taking something that I love and being able to help somebody else. So if I can take my passion for shoes and how I feel about my city and take care of my family, my loved ones, me and my best friend, we have a fucking business together.
Yeah.
And this is something we can lead to our kids and shit. I'm with that. Like, I didn't have nobody do that for me. I want to do all this groundwork. So I have two sons. I have a daughter. He got stepsons. We're trying to get him another son. Like, we're trying to build up strong black
men.
Practice
tonight.
Ain't got nothing to do with that, but look.
That's a disco light. Get
damn disco light. Well, I'll tell you, if my son can grow up and say, Dad, I don't want to go to school, but I want to take this trade, or teach me how you did this, and I can teach him and know that the business is going to run or it's going to be secure, I don't have to worry about a white man blackballing him or saying, your worth is not this, or putting a price tag on my son, because I'm telling you, you can do whatever you want to do.
Bro, I'm so happy you said that, and I rock with you on that standpoint, because I used to work these dead-end jobs when I moved out here, and it was like, I can honestly say, I never knew my worth because I never was in a position to. So imagine, like, you get a job, or Sean, you get a job, it's for $12 an hour. Like, all right, cool, it's $12 an hour. They telling you that an hour of your time is worth $12. Mm-hmm. So that's what you go with. All right, cool. $12. I mean, you probably know you need a better job, some more bread, but you truly don't know how much your time worth. Until I was able to be a YouTuber and a brand comes up to me like, so how much for an hour?
I can make up my own.
Right, but I was so startled, like, I don't know. I'm like, I'm calling my other friends. Hey, bro, how much you charge for? I don't even know how much my own time is worth because I've been so programmed to say $15 an hour. All right, cool. $17, all right, cool. So when it was my time to say what my time was worth, I didn't even know.
Yeah.
But when I did put a time on it and they said, okay, cool, I'm like, I just made that.
Exactly.
So now, and it's not even to talk about money, but it's more of a mental thing. So like now when you go back to work and you be like, all right, cool, even if you got a job making $20 an hour, you're like, bro,
I just made $100 an hour.
This company just gave me da-da-da for like 30 seconds.
Exactly.
I'm making this an hour. It just really, so you never really know your worth until you're able to put a price tag on your time. And that's where we got to preach more, you know, just like ownership.
Because one thing you can't get back is time. That shit is so priceless.
Game, bro.
And I'm like that.
I hate wasting.
You got to not be afraid to think out the box. Yeah. I know we're finna get real serious. I feel it coming out of me.
It needs to come though, for real. People need to hear this.
People from where we're from,
yeah,
only see a handful of ways that they feel like they can get out,
bro,
if it's gonna be legal. Whether it's sports, music, doctor, lawyer, which your mind, you know, you gotta be focused to be in those.
That's tough.
Architect or whatever the case may be. That's what you're programmed to think. They're not telling you to be the agent of the basketball player to get that, where you can have five athletes under you
exactly
and make the same amount of money.
They're not even telling you to not be the rapper, be the guy who sets up the tour for the rapper, or be the person who shoots the video for the rapper, or be the person that makes sure the rappers get they get paid too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, and they don't even know. Like, right now, I know my son don't know what an A&R is.
Yeah.
But he know who Lil Baby is. Like, yep. His A&R is eating very well. Very well. Like, this is what you got to know. So I wish us black men would just be more focused on our kids and let them know the options is way broader than what you see. Don't let the TV be the face front in what you see. Like, oh, this is what he do and he got a chain, he rich. Yeah. Don't knock that, but the person behind him got the house. The person behind him got the building.
Exactly.
That he goes. So
exactly.
You want to not put a limitation on how far you can go. You're like, oh, yeah, I want to be on TV one day. Why not own the TV station? Bro, like, come on. Like, stop thinking so small and so in the box, and don't be afraid. You're going to hear no's. Like you say, those dead-end jobs. I've literally worked in a shoe store since I was 16.
Yeah.
I don't work part-time through management all the way up to a general manager. And it's not till I became a general manager that I was like, you know what? It's not even worth me going corporate, because it's still, people are still going to be over me and telling me how to take care of my team. Yeah. And I wasn't even that kind of manager. I'm all about my team. I will work hard for my team. If my team work hard for me, I'm going to work hard with my team. But when you get to a certain point, it's not even a team. They look at them like a number, like, well, they just got to make this amount of numbers.
Yeah.
And they don't look at the real shit that your team probably goes through and what a setback could be. And it could be a personal thing. It's, we didn't make this number today. Why?
Yeah.
You're like, damn, my assistant manager just lost her mom.
It's numbers on the screen.
She's not finna make these $3,000 today. Like,
yeah,
they don't care about that. So that's why this is more personal. If I own a boutique, it's shit more personal. I can own it. I can,
that's family,
I can
in talk
to. I can feel what's wrong, which I can get that vibe, that energy. Mm-hmm. And not worry about the overhead saying, oh, they didn't produce, get rid of them.
True.
That's fucked up. True. At the end of the day, business is business, but it's still, you got to be a human at some point. All right, I'm gonna stop.
No. People really be needing to hear that though. I'm goofy all the time. I appreciate y'all giving me this platform to talk, because you watch me. I never even talk like this. So a lot of people, like, y'all, you like, damn, I didn't know you was like, I'm like this, but I just don't feel like my platform might not be the best to talk like this, because I know what my audience comes here for.
Yeah.
So it's just important to know what your audience want and give it to them. But I'm really big on that. No, for sure. For sure.
You brought it out of me, because like I said, with me at 25, I wasn't even thinking like that.
Yeah.
Boy, my mind was somewhere else, trust me, far left. But this goal was still to make sure my family don't have to work hard. If I can retire mom dudes, let me retire mom dudes.
When I walked in this crib and I seen the setup, I already knew that this podcast is going to be something. I'm going to tell you why. Sean, I'm not sure if you pay for all this or if y'all went in all this, but you invested in yourself.
Yeah.
So many people come to me talking about what they want to do, but they don't have nothing behind. And I'm not saying money and everything, but bro, you got to invest in yourself. Like, especially if you want to be, you have to invest in yourself. A lot of people don't understand that. You got to bet on yourself too. Like, before I even had 2,000 subs, I was working at a dead-end job. I'm like, hey, look, I really want to go to SneakerCon in Chicago. I don't have no off days. Can y'all work with me? They said no. I left anyway, knowing I was going to be fired. Had no job when I came back. I went to Chicago. I met Unbreakable. I got a Rejuvenator deal. Going to Chicago changed my YouTube life. Went back to no job. Everybody looking at me like I'm crazy. I ain't even getting paid for YouTube at this point. You know what I'm saying? But I just lost my livelihood.
Yeah.
I bet on myself. That's the best decision I ever made. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Rejuvenator.
Yeah, shout out to Rejuvenator for sure. Yeah, for sure. Yo, don't be getting mad at me. I brung gift bags for y'all and forgot them. So it's look.
Right.
So
we can always link up.
I was about to say, I got y'all. I brung.
One call,
I had the Rejuvenator gift bags for y'all and I forgot.
That's
what's up. I appreciate it. I just appreciate it, I need to clean my board. I went today. I was like,
my bad. My bad. I had them.
But, bro, if more young men could think like that, it'll definitely be the start of a change of more of what we need, because we talk about all of the suppression and everything that's that's going against us, what other people should change and do, but we can really change ourselves in the meantime, because we can't control what other people do. We can only control ourselves. We can only take advantage of our time.
Because once we put ourselves out there, they're like, damn, look at Snipe, bro. Look at Duffy doing, you know, Sean, blah, blah, blah. So.
And it's always going to be naysayers, too, but you can't look at it like that, you know?
Man, I had naysayers my whole life.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, if I do a video giving back to a kid, they're going to be like, why you got to record it? Why? It's not genuine. Nah, I'm doing that so whoever else watched it can want to do it.
Right.
Exactly. I've seen videos like that that sparked my mind and made me want to do it. But you always going to have negativity, though.
It comes with it, trust me.
Yeah.
Like I said.
Well, if you don't got a hater, you ain't doing nothing. So.
From where we're from, that shit's so normal. Like, it just bounced off.
Yeah, bro.
You're not going to make it. Okay. I heard that before. Like, whatever, bro. But like you said, it's that drive, that determination, that focus, that bet on yourself. Like, he laugh at me because he always say, he tell the story a lot, that he made me hustling.
Yeah.
Shooting basketball. He's a basketball player, but I would shoot for money.
Yeah.
And I tell him, I said, bro.
You look like that dude in the hood who just shoot for dollars? Yeah. Just be on the side talking?
Bro. Bless his ass. All the basketball players, because those are the niggas that really think they can really shoot.
Yeah.
But I would shoot $100 a shot.
Oh, yeah. He up there. He up there.
And I tell people all the time, I was like, bro.
I can't afford.
Only thing that I really bet on, like, I don't have a gambling issue. I'm betting on shit that's sure.
Yeah.
What I can control is this shot. So
same.
I'm going to bet on this one because
I never bet on a game shot, in guess my life.
It's because of me. Yeah. Only I can fuck that shot up.
I don't bet or gamble on nobody but me. I always say that. I'm not betting on LeBron. And
I'm not betting on no video game. Like, I'm not because I can't control. Like, that's not me. But this physical, I will bet anybody that I would shoot.
Why about now?
Well, I ain't shot a ball in so long.
The whole face hang.
Hey, I ain't shot a ball in so long, but hey, like I feel like bite, it's. Man. I feel like it's like a bite. Like if I go shoot, it'll come back.
Look, he got great rotation. I'm talking about that shit like overspin.
Yeah.
But like, that's it. He's your typical spot up.
So, Sean, what's your game like? What's your game like?
Old school now. He old.
Oh, yeah. I was old school like one time.
Though? Power.
So, oh, yeah, I'm. Power,
you go ahead and get your muscle around here, young blood.
I got, but when I was younger, I was like, I say I was a little mellow, you know.
Okay,
mellow. Now,
yo, who man's this?
Stop playing.
I'm fucking with it, y'all. Nah, my man's was good. My man was defensive player of the year. My man's
MVP. Don't do me like that.
Hey, look,
Sean was a bucket,
bro. I was in the newspaper. Don't do me like that, bro.
Okay,
but now, shit. Zach Randolph.
Zach is the truth. Yeah. He can't jump over a sheet of paper, but he can play.
Zach Randolph. I get Zach mean Randolph. As 15 footer. Yep. Turn around.
Oh no, he got. That's what I say. He got that shit.
Yeah, I got it all day.
But he 6'4", so once he's doing his hand like this, it's already there. So
and I talk shit. Count. I didn't get a chance to watch the trash talker.
Oh yeah, that was decent.
Yeah, I'm gonna get to that.
That was decent.
Yeah, but Snipe, of course, you know. You're part of the family now, bro. I appreciate you, man. I'm glad that you came. You know,
definitely.
For all you other YouTubers that you know want to express your feelings, you know, want to get your black power out. Come on now, man.
I know, right?
It's time. Yeah, no, turn. Come holler this because it's a sneaker platform, but we talk about
anything
everything in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you feel like you need to spread some different kind of content, you can use this platform. Come on, the door is open. Yeah. We here for the city. We here for the culture. We here for the youth. And everything, like I said, man, we got kids. They gonna be the future. We here for all of it. Positive, bring it. We here for it. Man, it was really nice meeting you, my
likewise,
brother.
Likewise, bro. Yeah. Likewise.
Glad you came through. Thanks, you man. Welcome back.
I'm sorry
anytime.
To spook you. I'm sorry to spook you in the gym.
Hey, no, hey, man, you did though, for real.
Hey. I'm telling the truth. He would have walked up on me. My fist would have balled up immediately. Like, why are you walking up on me?
I knew it. I was like, I was questioning. I was like, I know when I walk up on you. This nigga here.
And then, I told him, you're not inviting. You big.
And,
you're
and
so,
nothing, and nothing worse than like a big ass nigga, like a fan of you. It's like, nigga, get your. But like, yeah.
6'4", yeah, walking up on somebody like.
Yeah. Oh, you cool.
So, yeah, bro, I seen a YouTube show. Like.
Did
you like it?
I know, right?
I just need to
know. I didn't say nothing, did I?
Thank you.
You want that?
But yeah, go ahead. You shout out your YouTube.
And, let people know where they can reach you, man. Yeah, your platforms, all your social medias, and everything.
I mean, they already know, but you know, just do what you do.
Yeah,
for our listeners that don't know.
I try to make everything super easy. So it's Sniper Jones on everything, which was hard, by the way. But yeah, Sniper Jones on everything. J0NES, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, even Snapchat. I don't use it, but I mean, it's the same.
My brother.
Yeah, and you know the famous catchphrase.
Oh yeah, for sure. Everybody want to be famous, but who really putting in that work though? Snipe Squad, I love y'all.
Dream yes, sir.
Man. Yes, sir. My brother.
Oh, damn! How about this? Yeah. Oh, y'all know what this is. Yeah. Keep it now. Jack off. Flame on. Swiss, yeah. Me and my niggas done lick shots, even done hit cops. But your niggas can't wait.
Hey, one thing about it, like he be normally on this shit that you use a hit track.
That means I'm in it. You're full of it. Check what the Buddha did. Misses when they hit you, get you. Rip through tissue. Shoot another round. This kiss, I miss you. I make puss cash. You little niggas can't fuck with drag. Got the chain out.